Welcome to the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, September 26, 2025, and we have a lineup of local and regional headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Matinee Magic at the Comedy Village Comedy Club in NY. Comedy Village NYC is hosting the first Matinee Magic show on September 27th at 2 p.m., featuring three top NYC magicians. Theo Chatra, an award-winning magician, brings interactive magic up close, leaving lasting memories. Jacob Greenwald delivers impossible magic with recent performances at Lincoln Center and the Magic Castle. Charlie Phillips, a sought-after magician, creates bespoke experiences for audiences worldwide, drawing on his own unforgettable moments to create magic every time he performs. Comfort Area Foundation distributes critical flood relief funding, encourages visitors to support Texas Hill Country recovery through tourism. Following the July 4th flooding in the Texas Hill Country, the Comfort Area Foundation, HEAF, distributed over $442,000 in critical flood relief funding to 93 local businesses, 78 property owners, and families. Now, CAF is encouraging visitors to support the region's recovery through tourism. By supporting local businesses and nonprofits, visitors can play a crucial role in helping the community rebuild. Every visit, purchase, and engagement with local establishments directly contributes to the resilience and sustainability of the Texas Hill Country. To learn more and support ongoing recovery efforts, visit comfortfloodrelief.com. Additionally, explore the Comfort Vision 2050 document for insights on the region's future priorities, including flood mitigation and economic diversification. Icor Building and Remodeling marks 20-plus years of porch construction excellence. Icor Building and Remodeling has solidified its position as Southern Rhode Island's premier porch construction specialist, celebrating a record-breaking 2024 that included receiving the prestigious NADRA Award from the North American Deck and Railing Association and being named Connecticut Remodeler of the Year by the Home Builders Association. With over 20 years in business and more than 1,600 completed projects, the company has established itself as the definitive benchmark for porch construction excellence throughout Southern Rhode Island and surrounding regions. Icor Building and Remodeling's exceptional performance culminated in multiple prestigious industry recognitions that validate the company's commitment to superior craftsmanship and customer satisfaction. The NADRA Award from the North American Deck and Railing Association represents recognition from the industry's most respected professional organization, while the Connecticut Remodeler of the Year honor demonstrates excellence that extends beyond regional boundaries.
Registration now open for the BDC's fourth annual Baltimore Together Summit. Registration is now open for the BDC's fourth annual Baltimore Together Summit, scheduled for October 27th at the M&T Bank Exchange. The summit, part of Baltimore's Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy, focuses on building an inclusive economy by closing racial wealth gaps and supporting local businesses. Mayor Brandon M. Scott emphasized the importance of intentional inclusion in Baltimore's growth. The summit will feature panel discussions on economic progress, public-private partnerships, and investments in local businesses. Workshops throughout the week will highlight key drivers of Baltimore's economy. To participate in this important conversation, register at baltimoretogether.com. For more information, contact Baltimore Together at justeconomy.com.
Interview with Ron Atman, Co-Chief Executive Officer of Acme Paper. Ron Atman, Co-Chief Executive Officer of Acme Paper, has been deeply involved in the Baltimore community for decades. Currently chair of the Associated Jewish Federation of Baltimore's annual campaign, He also serves in various leadership roles within the organization. The Associated raises tens of millions of dollars annually to support community needs, including providing a safety net for those in need, combating anti-Semitism, and fostering inclusivity. Atman's dedication to the healthcare community and his extensive business experience make him a valuable asset to Acme Paper and the Baltimore community. To learn more about Ron Atman and the Associated's work, visit their website. XPeng eyes entry into South Korean market, joining other Chinese EV firms. Chinese electric vehicle maker XPeng is expanding into South Korea, setting up offices in Seoul under the name XPeng Motors Korea. This move follows other Chinese brands like BYD and Zeekr entering the market. With their lower prices and diverse product lines, Chinese EV companies are reshaping the competitive automotive market in South Korea. XPeng's entry is expected to increase pressure on local car makers and intensify competition from China's growing EV industry. Stay tuned as XPeng joins the ranks of Chinese companies eyeing the South Korean market for expansion.
UGI to begin upgrades in Camp Hill next week. UGI Utilities, Inc. is set to begin a natural gas main replacement project in Camp Hill on October 1st. The upgrades are part of UGI's commitment to safe and reliable service, offering an opportunity for some homes and businesses to convert to natural gas. The work will take place on various streets, with construction scheduled Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Road closures, detours, and parking restrictions may occur, along with interruptions to natural gas service. The project is expected to be completed by the end of October, with final paving and restoration to follow. UGI encourages those interested in converting to natural gas to contact them at 800-276-2722 or gasconversion@ugi.com. For more information, visit www.ugi.com. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.